Angel Mom Mendoza, Americans Victimized by Illegal Aliens Living Proof U.S. Needs Wall. By John Binder on January 25, 2019. Angel Mom Marianne Mendoza says Americans who have been victimized by illegal aliens are living proof that United States needs a wall along the southern border to stop illegal immigration. On Friday, President Trump announced he would reopen the federal government by signing a three-week funding bill that does not include money for his proposed wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Mendoza, who co-founded Angel Families after her 32-year-old son Brandon Mendoza was killed by a drunk illegal alien who was driving the wrong way down a highway in Mesa, Arizona, told Breitbart News in an exclusive statement that it is Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, who are holding Americans hostage by refusing to support any measures to curb mass illegal immigration. Angel Families, Border Patrol, DHS, ranchers and all other citizens affected by illegal alien crime are the proof, Pelosi and Schumer, need, Mendoza said. The latest polling from Harvard/Harris finds that more than 80% of American voters either strongly or somewhat support a crackdown on illegal alien crime, including 96% of Republicans, 70% of Democrats, and 79% of swing voters. If hundreds of thousands of American citizens affected annually by illegal alien crime isn't enough to make every man, woman, and young adult take notice and listen to what could happen to any of them in the blink of an eye, and make our elected officials stand up and protect us over illegal aliens illegally present in our country, I don't know what else to do, Mendoza continued. Mendoza said the president's plan to form a negotiating committee to strike a deal that he hopes will at least partially fund construction of a border wall will reveal, starkly, who elected Democrats represent. Denial is not the answer, Mendoza said. Step up and acknowledge our hardships, loss, and lack of protection. If Democrats refuse to negotiate during this temporary fix, Americans will now know for certain who they fight for, and it isn't you and I. Illegal immigration at the southern border, for December 2018, has increased 81% compared to this same month the year before. Additionally, there were about 22,000 illegal alien minors who crossed the southern border last month. Meanwhile, drug overdoses in 2017 killed an unprecedented 72,287 U.S. residents, nearly three times the number of individuals killed by global terrorism. Nearly 50,000 of those deadly overdoses were caused by either heroin or fentanyl. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.